pair of Collins 22.5-degree axles and new Michelin tires that he recommends. Okay, so that's good. This company called Gen Y also has load bar kits as well as sway controllers. It seems to me the 10K version of this hitch would be more than adequate for my rig. I have searched the forums but haven't found much feedback. The concept of this hitch seems great, just as the torsion axles are best for towing, why not add the same isolation feature to the hitch? So I don't know if you know about this.
No, a Gen Y?
Gen Y hitch.
That's new to me, I'm afraid.
I sent it to you on the 14th. There's a link you can click on to see. If you're listening to the show, it's going to be at genyhitch.com. It's called a Torsion Flex 10K Drop Hitch.
Okay, so you're saying the 14th you sent it?
Yeah, February 14th.
February 14th?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got to go back even more.
You want me to send it to you now?
No, here it is. For torsion hitches.
Okay.
Hang on, I'm going to click on this. And we'll see what this is all about.
Yeah.
Jenny Hitch.
Jenny Hitch. The boss.
Or maybe it's Genie Hitch. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Gen Y. Yeah, it's got the interesting graphic. Gen Y Hitch. The boss torsion flex. Okay, I'm kind of seeing what they're doing there. Dual ball, pintle, blah, blah, blah. Best hitch for the ultimate control and safety while towing. Adapt to any bumper style trailer on the market. The rubber torsion hitches, only 10% of the trailer inertia transfers compared to 100% using a hard connection. Okay, well, I'm just going to go through the pictures they've got. And okay, I understand what they're doing.
Okay.
However, this doesn't have any weight transfer. There's no torsion bars at all. It's softening the connection between the ball / coupler and the receiver.
Hmm.
So it's got, you know, some rubber stuff in there that's twisting, kind of like the torsion axle.
Right.
But there's no weight transfer. You're not transferring any of the tongue weight to the front wheels. That's what I see the issue. I mean, I haven't gone through all of this stuff, but I would love to see how they, and they don't seem to be saying, yes, this will do it.
He sent a video if you want to watch the video. I don't know how long the video is.
Okay, well, I'm...
I will play the video while you play it. No.
Play the video.
Did you click on it?
Okay, the YouTube video. Okay, I'm clicking on it now.
Producing. All right, I'll put the link on the show notes too. But
here it comes.
Here it comes.
The toughest hitches on the market. And each.
Why hitch towing tip? You know what, Carl? There is more than one type of hitch out on the market, and the one that we're talking about today, well, it's a torsion hitch, but I'm not really sure how it works.
Well, Kathy, a torsion hitch is actually, it's a suspension hitch, The components used to get the suspension is actually the same components as used for a torsion axles. And I know a lot of people are familiar with torsion axles, but it's never been incorporated into a hitch.
It's going to help us with our ride in our vehicle. It's going to help the ride with whatever stuff that we happen to be hauling, whether it's a race car trailer or whatever else, and just make everything so much better and safer going down the road on top of it.
Exactly, and protects your truck, saves the cargo in your trailer, and definitely a much smoother ride.
All right, and adjustable too.
Gen Y Torsion Suspension Hitch isn't just another hitch. It is the way hitches should operate. With ever-increasing tow capacities, it takes everything up to this point.